We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, thank you, Woody. Good stuff there, and good wins last night for the University of Miami basketball team as well as the Miami Heat. Now 29 and 23 in no time. We're going to be 10 games over 500, just right around the corner. Last night, a good win, real good win against the Cavs, a team they're chasing who's sitting in that five spot right now in the Eastern Conference. And then the other story coming out here, folks, with all this coaching news and couple of new head coaches last night, yesterday afternoon, is that broke and trying to figure out what the hell's going on with Vic Fangio. Everybody thought that was a done deal, which I got to believe the Dolphins. I was told the Dolphins thought they had an agreement too with the agent through Vic, and it was a done deal. And then next thing you know, a couple of writers call Vic and he goes, "No, I don't know. This news to me. I haven't signed anything yet." So I don't know exactly what happened. So now we find out that Sean Payton, who's now the coach of the Denver Broncos, is trying to get Vic to come back to a place that he got fired from as the head coach a year ago. Now listen, coaches have huge friggin' egos like the rest of us. I'm not the only one that's got an oversized ego. There's a lot of people in coaching that you have to have if you're going to run that. You agree, right, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now they're saying, I listened to those guys in Denver yesterday. Oh, yeah, we got a real good chance at Sean Payton relationship, and everybody knew they were going to be together if this deal would have gone down with Tom Brady in Miami a year earlier and all this. But the big thing is that Vic has got to decide. Listen, a lot of people rip him. You know, when you're not winning, you get fired. There's a lot of negativity in that town with you as a head coach to make you want to leave. Can you see him coming? I've never heard of it, by the way. And if somebody has it, 305-567-0560. Oh, yeah, I remember a guy was a head coach and then got fired and he came back a year later as a defensive coordinator. Huh? Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. I can't see it. Cannot see it. It's like saying you get embarrassed by a chick. Next thing you know, 2 months later, you go back to it.
Well, now that's a bad example because I have seen some guys. I've seen women. There's no way I'll ever go back with that jerk who I caught with another woman. Hi, honey.
Well, you went opposite. You went women back to man. I'm talking about man back to woman that embarrassed you in front of everybody. Because getting fired.
Guys have done that, though.
Is embarrassed.
You just because you're saying you wouldn't do it and most of your buddies wouldn't do it.
You got to have some self-pride, man.
You should.
Now, coaches with egos. You think you could go back into a situation that when you have an ego like that as a coach?
Yeah, if the money's right.
But the money's right here.
But it's money's everywhere for him.
I mean, yeah, but you don't think they're going to offer him more?
No.
A little bidding war going on out there, man.
So if but he already agreed to it here. Like, if you're coming back, you're coming back.
Yeah, what, with a handshake?
That's agreement.
You got to sign, though,
no,
man.
The agent agreed to a certain amount of money. So what? So I'm not even
getting this
with you. Oh, he's
going to be the first person that backed out of a deal?
For more money, I don't think that's comes down to that right now. I don't think the money's the issue.
Well, there's definitely some issue.
I don't think it's got to do something else. And that, obviously, if he's not, because there's a chance he comes down here and accepts a job in a day or two and goes, why are you guys making a big deal? I was coming the whole time. Didn't seem like it in San Francisco and Denver. They thought they had a shot. Some reporter out in the Bay Area went as far as to report that Vic Fangio's girlfriend is an eye surgeon in the Bay Area, a very good one, and that he spends a lot of time out there. So now everybody's getting all lathered up because the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, just D'Amico Ryans, just accepted the head coaching job with the Texans. Listen, if a job's going to open up, it's kind of hard to beat that defense.
Now, I get that. You know, the 49ers defense is number one. You go into a great situation. You go into a team ready to win now. You're telling me with their third-string quarterback, if he doesn't get hurt in that game, we have a game. Now you get a number one, maybe you get Tom Brady. You come in, I have a chance to win another championship.
Yeah.
And I get to go in the Bay Area where supposedly my girlfriend works. That's a win-win.
I mean, if that's true, and again, but then the other part of it, his mother's back here in Florida. So
you got to be closer to moms. You got to be closer to moms.
I knew that one was getcha. I just waited on that one.
That's it.
Oh, no, everybody's doing the breakdown last night. I was.
Deal's done because guess what? Moms is older. Moms ain't going to be with you that much longer. You got to be over here.
I was trying to call the radio guys last night from all the cities. What the hell's going on, Vic Fangio, man? Well, you know, he's got a lot of respect for Shanahan. Well, okay. Vic Fangio's going to say he has a lot of respect for everybody.
Yeah.
He said it out here. He got a lot of respect for Mike McDaniel. It's a guy he's always liked, even though, you know, big difference in age. But
you think he's coming? You had to bet? And not that we're going to bet with Monroe anymore because we always seem to lose.
No, he's got to stay out. That was an expensive one.
Things are getting ugly here, man. I had to bring up a bottle this
morning. You want to bet again?
No.
Which Hollywood?
I'm done betting with
Hollywood.
Monroe.
I haven't seen you. Why? I appreciate the bottle of Crown sitting next to me.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, you didn't technically win the bet. I mean, you won on a ridiculous technicality.
I did. That's called winning the bet. You know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I lost by one.
Could have been voided.
Vegas isn't taking that off the board.
I lost by one game. It cost me a trip to Joe's.
Now, by the way, I didn't knock you over the head of Joe's. Vladdy Daddy, he knocked you over the head of Joe's.
You know, we talked about that yesterday because he was here yesterday upsetting everyone, you know, with his New York stuff.
Oh,
and now we're getting Aaron Rodgers and all his nonsense. And I was just like, man, I can't believe you sat down and casually ordered a $75 drink.
Casually?
Like, that was one of the
craziest things. There was nothing casual about it. He looked right at me.
My man looked Joe straight in the eyes and said, yeah, let me get that Johnny Walker Blue.
He ordered it like it's like he orders that everywhere he goes, though.
Yeah, when
like
he's not fitting,
such a like
when he's not fitting the bill, of course he orders that. That's like me saying, can I get that Crown XO in the back, please? Yeah, let me get that.
Is that
extra
like
rare.
An upgraded one?
Yeah, they got XR, which is extra rare, which is normally like.
I'm surprised he didn't know about that.
Bottle.
Thank God he didn't know about that.
Well, I think the Johnny's more expensive.
Yeah,
you
might
know,
Blue's
no joke. Blue's no joke.
Know.
You know, you saw the
I've
bill.
Thrown up on Blue, and I've watched others drink it. So, I've been there. All right, so anyway, I got to get into this other thing, and this Vic Fangio thing, and hopefully it gets worked out. And Woody asked a good question. Do I think it's going to happen? The Dolphins have done everything possible to get him. Obviously, he looked at what he has. Playing for him, the core of guys, the money, let's not, you know, no state taxes money for what Vic's going to be making. I think he was pretty committed to coming, but like everybody else, when
you're speaking with a
sign,
lot of conviction right now, by
no,
the way.
I'm not
I'm
sold.
Really convinced.
No, I'm not sold because, you know, I get that Vic Fangio's got a lot of respect for Sean Payton. That's pretty obvious. Sean Payton, somebody got him to slow down instead of signing that contract. And so, listen, everybody's kind of watching. And by the way, I want to say this, and we get on, you know, head coaches and GMs down here for a lot of stuff. All you can do is try. I'm not blaming those guys for anything. And then on top of that, the owner comes down because Chris Greer got to get that money approved when you start talking about making somebody the highest paid for a coach or for a player. And Stephen Ross said, not a problem. Give him whatever he wants. Let's get this deal done because that guy, everybody knows, can coach. That's not a question. So I'm not blaming anybody, but it would be really disappointing because everybody jumped the gun from NFL Network down that the deal was done. And then right after that, some others that knew him said, slow down a little bit there. He may just be checking to see what's going on in San Fran. And in Denver, because there was a good chance, and everybody thought both those guys would end up as a first time head coach, and the other guy was coming back and could go basically to a lot of different places.
I just don't know.
What do you think?
I just don't know how you go back to Denver. I don't care if that's your boy. Like, the way they did you dirty, like, there's no way. I couldn't do it. Got too much pride. Yeah, the money's good, but guess what? The money's going to be the same in San Fran and Miami.
Well, I think there's still a good chance after he looks at everything that he comes here. Look, he wants to make sure. He don't want to get bounced after a year or two. I think Mike's in good shape here. Obviously not as good a shape as San Fran and Denver. No. That would be a lie.
Yeah.
Sean Payton is, he's there. He can get as long a contract, or he did, as he wants, and nobody's hotter right now than Shanahan is. Hell, he's spitting out head coaches off his staff right and left over the last couple years.
Only difference is we have Mama Dukes. That's the ace in the hole. Mom can't be young.
No.
Mom can't be young.
Said, I listen, man.
You'd be closer to your mom now.
I hope this deal's done so it doesn't continue. I hope that he's had a chance to look at everything and finish it. Just put a little signature to the paper. That's all. And get that deal done.
You know, this is funny. We've never done this with a coach. Usually it's like an NBA free agent that you got all this stuff. We're trying to figure out, like, why he would rather go to this place or that place. Like, it's never usually a coordinator.
When was the last time we had a coordinator that was this high profile?
Yeah. It's usually an NBA free agent that we're trying to do this tracking of, like, he's got the girlfriend who's an eye surgeon and, you know, this in this part of the country. And
well, because everybody that's got a team, NFL team in their city, I mean, literally a station went out to find out Vic Fangio to get into his background a little bit and said, oh, Vic dating somebody that's an eye surgeon.
The only thing we haven't seen yet is one of those guys that tracks airplanes.
Oh, geez.
You know how we usually have that?
Yeah.
We get the guy like, oh, this plane just took off from this airport. He's on it.
We've already had 3 OCs coming into Miami per plane tails and stuff
right.
like that.
That's right.
I'm
right.
Like, what is wrong with y'all? You know, this is a nice area to just come visit.
So I got to ask you this, too. And, God, we got so much stuff. We're not going to be able to get to it the way I want to this morning with you. Brian Monroe in with us this morning. This Josh Gattis thing. I thought he was going to be released from his duties this week. I thought after this national signing date, and then they were going to make it official and move on with all the stuff that's going to leak out about him and all the stuff that's going to be said about Josh Gattis. But they got to be jumping here, and I'm guessing Mario's got a pretty good idea. I think it's a damn good job because it pays.
I mean, listen, one thing about Mario, you'll never really know the way he's moving, right? Nobody knew about Gattis last year at the hire.
He's got a list of guys that he likes.
Oh, he has a list.
He's been around coast to coast, got a pretty good idea what he wants it to look like. He doesn't have the players yet. And the other thing that they've got to get, I think they can always get big offensive linemen, especially with Mario. I think they always get good backs. I think they always get good tight ends because we've always had good tight ends coming in here.
Oh, we need an outside receiver.
We got to get some wide receivers. Yeah. I've been on this thing. We got to get wide receivers. And the only way we're going to get the wide receivers you want is they got to have some years like Alabama receivers are having and Ohio State receivers are having, where guys in our own backyard who are leaving are going to go, wow, no reason for me to leave. I start here, man. It's 1,000 yards. It's 1,200 yards. It's 1,300 yards and 60, 70, 80 catches. And I can play right there, just like it used to be.
Two things need to happen. One, show next year that you can go down the field. And you have one receiver that does 800 yards, 1,000 yards. Two, Brian Hartline needs to go take a head coaching job. Because he is the death of us right now. Because if he stays, we don't get that young man from Chaminade, who might be one of the best high school kids I've ever seen.
You know, we haven't talked about him. I did talk to his coach for 10 or 15 minutes, Larry Bluestein and Coach Jones and myself at the awards thing. And he has been down here for a long time, and he's seen some great ones. Between Hallandale, Chaminade, and coaching down here being his whole life, He said he has never seen anything like this freak that he has coming out. Freak as in a compliment, the ultimate compliment. His work ethic, his talent. He is about to bring every unit. Well, they're already down here recruiting him hard. And that would be a great, great get for Miami. But that kid's got to see a passing game.
Has to. I mean, you look, and I can't look again. I cannot fault any receiver that look at what Ohio State's done the last 7 years when it comes to producing receivers and say, why are you going there? I get it. You're literally going to play for a year or two, kind of like we did back in the day, and you're going to be a first or second round pick, and then you're going to produce in the NFL.
Well, you can use the example, and I hate to do it, and that is going to the history lesson of University of Miami, where that batch left the Sugar Bowl and Butch Davis's team, and you're going, wow, we lost some pretty good guys. And the next thing you know, you go, oh, I forgot about old Andre Johnson. Jeez, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you lose Reggie and you lose Santana. Then you get Dre. Dre steps in. Then after Dre, even the bigger names, you still went and got the number one receiver in the country in Ryan Moore from Orlando.
Right, didn't work out.
Didn't work out, but then you have Snorris Moss chilling right there, second round pick to the Giants. Then you have Roscoe Parrish, second round pick.
And the other thing is, besides how good those guys were, you were going from Shockey to Winslow at tight end. I mean, there's no better handoff than I can do there. All right, we got to go to break. We're running a little bit late. Like I said, man, we're bouncing around because it has been a busy couple of days. There is a lot of stuff. University of Miami waiting on to wrap up this recruiting day today. The second national signing day is today, and figure out what's going to happen with the offensive coordinator position, which just happens to be really friggin' important, and who will replace Josh Gattis. And then on top of that, what's going on with Vic Fangio? Never seen anything like this on such a high-profile coach. I was trying to go back the last time I remembered the Dolphins going after somebody so high-profile in this situation and waiting to see whether whatever happened and whatever's going to be said and whatever kind of spin's going to be put on it. We thought we had a deal with him, and he hasn't officially signed because his name's being thrown around in Denver and San Francisco right now. All right, we got to go to break. Well, it's time to tell you about Neisseria Health. Woo! I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I just met with Doc again. Dr. Alex Alonzo at Neisseria Health put me on that proven hormone replacement therapy program. Man, for me, it was just about not being so damn tired after games and coming home and felt like, oh, I just want to sleep. I'm so tired. And again, I want to get more out of my life in my 60s. Not only about my energy, but raise my sexual lift and not that. I want to lose some weight, get on a diet plan with them. All these different things they do at Neisseria Health to help men, especially as you start to slow down and your energy level's just not there. Do something about it. You got the rest of your life to sit and watch movies and fall asleep. Neisseria Health can help you, man. They listen. And by the way, the best part about Neisseria Health, got beautiful facilities in Dade County. But you never have to leave your house to get the blood work done. Set up a Zoom call with Dr. Alex Alonzo, one of the best in the business. Go over your goals. He'll look at the numbers, put you on a safe, healthy program that's proven to work for you. Give it a few weeks. You'll start to notice a big, big difference in your whole life. 786-305-6337. Stop talking about it. Let's get rolling. It's a new year, baby. 786-305-6337 or go to minusarea.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Block. Let's get you a weather update. It's brought to you by the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. All right, Brian, guess what the temperature is outside?
Right now?
Yes.
75.
68.
Yeah, there's no way you're lying 68. To these people. Where?
It's all. By the way, it's always 69 when Brian works, but it's 68 degrees right now.
That's shocking.
Sorry, Joe. 2% chance of rain later today.
It is not 68 degrees
Look,
outside.
It's right here.
Look, you know what? Let me go on my trusty right now.
No, the car said this morning.
No.
I trust my Tahoe. I asked my Tahoe what time. It said 68.
70 what degrees time? On the app
with the
right
weather
now. This app right now. You see this app right here?
So he's got 70. I got 68. Let's split the difference and just
let's
agree
make
that
it
it's 69
degrees. That's what I'm talking about.
A lot of 60s early in the morning.
What is it? Happy hump day? Happy hump day.
Oh, it is.
69
yeah.
degrees, baby.
That's right. That's your weather report.
Good way to roll on the weather. Boy, you guys. Very, very good, man. All right, so want to say good morning to everybody, and Brian Monroe in, obviously, with Woody, as I was supposed to be gone for the week, but first time it's ever happened where I had my flight canceled, not once, but 2 days in a row. So I wasn't able to go take care of some stuff I was going to go out to California to do. So I'm back, man. I'm back and have to try to make that trip here in a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl. And get into all that stuff. But I got to tell you, man, last night I started looking around, and it's just incredible all the things we have going on, even though they got to do away with this double national signing. There is no buzz about this thing today. Mario's already had a great recruiting class going back, like a lot of other schools. There's not much there today. I'm not saying there's not a few guys. But this thing's really not going to be about just the national signing day today for a few guys that didn't sign. Now, all of a sudden, the transfer portal has become, I mean, that thing is exploding. Now, we wait for spring football, and guys go, ooh, I don't like this. And then that thing's going to load up again for guys that can't find homes. There's going to be another batch. And I think that's where, I think you agree, where Mario going to try to get some of the positions that he still needs. I'm guessing another defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Lost their big fella to Florida State. And then on top of that, the wide receiver thing. Still looking to...
Well, and in that time, you're going to have most likely a new OC in place, a new wide receivers coach in place. And then you expect a guy to go and land a guy. Like, go in the transfer portal, get the dude that you want, or two. I think we need two outside receivers that can have separation. And go from there. I think D tackle is another position. I think he might want to look into the safety position and maybe another linebacker because, yes, he got a great class for linebackers, but they're young. You still want to bring in an experienced guy that says, I can step in right now while the young guys learn, and you have Wesley Bissaint, who's going to be a beast.
Yeah, I can't wait for Wesley, who you could see, man, when the lights went on, about halfway through when the lights started to go on, and he was just running around, how good he is out of Miami Central. Just unbelievable. So, hey, hopefully a lot of these guys are already in school. I don't know what the numbers are for spring football, and try to get that with the transfer portal and get some guys in here to continue.
I think they got 14 of their class, and I think they got another 6 transfer portal guys already working out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think they got a lot.
Oh, that's big.
They got a lot of the kids in. They got both the 5-star tackles. They're in. You know, you got the quarterback. You got the receivers in. You got a lot of big-time guys in.
Such a big difference for
as much, and especially in that weight room from here until the season, how much weight these kids can put on, having the meal plan they're going to have.
Correct.
And the training they're going to have. You're going to see guys gain 10, 15 pounds easy of good weight.
And then the work you get from spring.
Oh, man, it's the
scrimmages
best.
And the practices every day. Because you're going to start off where you're going, holy smokes, I'm lost. I'm getting my ass kicked by this 21, 22-year-old. And then one day, and Wesley Bissaint's he's the best example. Don't worry, man. That light's going to go on. It goes on. It goes on different time for all of us. But when it goes on, it's on. And we'll see. So, so we got to get an offensive coordinator here. I'm guessing Mario got a pretty good idea of who he wants. And we'll see what happens there. And then the story down at Hard Rock Stadium with Vic Fangio and just waiting to see. I hope we know something today. I would be nice to come in here tomorrow morning. And listen, if we don't get him, it's not from lack of trying. You know, you can't tie the guy down and make him stay. I mean, if he ends up going to San Francisco or he stays in Denver and doesn't come, okay. It was a disappointment because he is – you know, he's been a very successful defensive coordinator for a long, long time. He's done it at a long, long time, been able to put together some great defenses, top 10 defenses. So it would be great. But again, you understand what you're going against. Maybe the best relationship is the one he has with Sean Payton, and the other one is potentially take over the number one defense in the NFL. That's with money being equal. You got some pretty stiff competition. I guess the only disappointment is there's still got to be part of this thing. And I know some of you are going to disagree here in 2023. But you made a commitment that you were coming.
Now let me ask you this, though.
And your agent obviously said, we got a deal.
Let me ask you this. Did he actually come out and say, we have a commitment? Or do we have what we have all the time nowadays where media guys want to be first and not right?
So my take is, the organization, when Riders called, felt the deal was done when they called the team. But nothing ever came out. Now, the team didn't send anything out, but I think the feel from relationships with the Dolphins, which I don't have a lot, felt that they had a deal in place. But, I mean, until you sign, you know, this goes back to OUM and verbal commitments.
I was going to say, we on National Signing Day, and we know how that goes with a number one cornerback in America when he didn't sign in the early signing period.
Listen, what it used to be like when you got a great class and you'd win 5 games, they were running out of here.
You couldn't wait to – you
saw planes leaving going, well, he's gone.
You were sitting at the fax machine like, please, please, please come through, please come through, please come through. So, you know, I, again, a lot of times it pisses me off when – you don't have the right story, but a lot of people want to be first.
That is true.
Now and not right.
That's true.
And say a lot of things that isn't correct and get fan bases hyped, and it wasn't correct. Now, I'm not saying that happened here, but I just don't know anymore. Like, you always have to, like, triple check to make sure. And I don't know if that's the situation with Vic.
Well, and you know what? Vic could come down here. Vic Fangio could come down and go, what are you guys making a big deal? I made a commitment to him. That all that stuff in San Fran, Denver is a joke. Did you hear me say it? So, I mean, I could see a lot of things going a lot of different ways, and we go back to blaming the media, which we do for everything that happens to everybody now. We blame the media screwing up everybody's life. All right, so listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got to go to a break here, But I do want to talk about this officiating between the LeBron James getting smacked pretty good, and they complained and they wanted officials fined and suspended and fired and you got to know. And then I listened to all the whining from Cincinnati in the Kansas City game and stuff. And so I do want to ask you when we come back about the officiating. I think it's really a hard job. Two of the hardest jobs in sports, being an NBA official and being an NFL official. I think it's pretty damn tough jobs. I don't think it's easy by any means. We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, got to take a second here to tell you about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. 30 years in the business now. Mike Okotsie has been taking really good care of everybody. Sent me a little note. Fixed rate mortgage is back in the fours, Joe. Lock it in today, man. Let's get rolling. And he's just talking about people that are just stressed out because they can't get equity out of their home right now. They have it. It's frustrating. The value of your home goes up. More equity you have, you could really use that cash. Let Mike Okotsie get that done for you. Debt consolidation, home improvement, whatever the reason you need that money, let Mike Okotsie get that thing done. He can get you approved in hours, not months. Matter of fact, it doesn't half the time of the big banks. And even when the banks say no, Mike Okotsie gets real creative and finds ways to get you approved. So he doesn't work banker's hours. I guess you kind of figured that out. I've been talking about him for a long time. The guy works 7 days a week. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. And listen, he does it all. Reverse mortgages, another one of his specialties. If you're 62 or older and could really use that equity in your home, that reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you as you get close to retirement. And Mike Okotsie can get that equity out for you, give you all the benefits to it, and he can do it real, real quickly. So what are you waiting for? I could just carry on and on about all the things Mike Okotsie does, but I want you to have a cell phone number and call him and get rolling with him today, especially if you don't have somebody you trust, you can trust Mike Okotsie. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. That's Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, gentlemen, no surprise here, but we had big ratings for the NFL games over the weekend. Oh, I mean, these are monsters here. Start with the AFC Championship game. Bengals and Chiefs peaked at 60 million viewers on CBS.
Sheesh.
That is, by the way, the most watched TV program
I think so.
What do you think?
Most watched TV program since?
Are we talking about other professional games? Or are you going to hit me with that?
I'm telling you, any TV program.
Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, that beats it all, man.
NFL's
American Idol
king.
Or whatever else is is American Idol still popular these days? Or
I know they don't get 53 million viewers for 3 hours.
You know, might get 50 million. Have you seen that new show, MILF Manor?
No.
You might like that.
MILF Manor?
Yeah.
It's Does funny. Everything just fit your lifestyle when you went MILF?
I'm just saying, it's a hilarious
You're
show.
You're going to get this guy in trouble. He's clicking buy on his remote. Like
It's not like that. It's not like that.
He goes.
What the hell?
Woody, we just need to live through Monroe County, man. That's all.
It's great.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, CBS, by the way, has averaged shade under 41 million viewers during the 2022 NFL postseason.
Oh, my God.
And then the other game, not as powerful in the ratings, but still pretty good here. Eagles and 49ers, 47.5 million viewers. That peaked at 52 million viewers, shade over 52. That game
also was
not
a bit of a blowout.
When San Fran had no – people stayed there knowing that those quarterbacks were injured and couldn't throw. One guy had a concussion. He wasn't coming back in. And the other guy we found out, well, we know now, he's probably going to need Tommy John surgery. He threw, I think, one like quick little screen pass about 5 yards away.
Now we're going to hand this off.
We're just going to hand off the rest of the game. You got no chance to beat Philadelphia. We're just going to run it in the second half, guys.
Killed my fantasy team.
So we had 60 million and 52 million. Are you ready to see that in perspective here, how many viewers that actually is? So the NBA on Saturday put together probably the best matchup that it could put together right now, right? Lakers and Celtics.
Yeah.
LeBron is flirting with history, all this different stuff. Celtics are very good. That game did very, very well. They were thrilled on their number that they did on ABC. 3.7 million viewers. Yeah.
Well,
that's a big jump. That's a 16% jump from last season. Like, they're thrilled about that.
Right. Oh, that listen,
highest rated NBA game so far outside of Christmas Day.
That matchup is huge when you start talking about the history,
tradition
of Boston,
too.
LA, and then the star power on both those teams. And
LeBron crying at the end.
Crying, he got, you know.
He did get fouled. Guys,
yeah, that's a horrible call.
He got
call.
Fouled. It was
no
bad.
One wants to make that call, though, man. It's like the end of that Chiefs game. Like,
you
got to
stop, man.
That call.
Even the NFL official yesterday was ripping you for your dumbass take.
What was his take?
He's trying to say it wasn't a late hit on Mahomes.
I didn't
on
say
Mahomes.
That. I just say it's a tough spot to throw.
No, it's
a flag.
Not. He's clearly
it?
Out. Stop
it's a
it.
Tough spot to throw.
Stop
a flag.
Saying
very
it.
Very
you don't. You, no, you're
the
only one saying it.
Ending of the game. It's the same thing in the LeBron situation.
I can see if he wasn't out of bounds, but he was clear as day out of bounds.
It was funny. Joe goes. I was talking to Joe on the phone yesterday, and he goes, "Yeah, I was talking to the guy. I go, any chance you brought up the flag?" And he goes, "Yeah, he thinks you're an idiot."
He said, "Joe, right. That's a penalty in preseason. It's a penalty in the first regular season game. And it's a penalty in the last minute of a Super Bowl. It's a penalty. That guy's a dumbass. Stop making excuses. It was stupid.
Hold the flag in the Super Bowl, though. I mean,
hold the flag.
It's just a tough way to see that game end. Good. I felt very bad for that guy. Still do. That's tough, bro. That guy cost his city a Super Bowl.
I can't
Bowl.
Figure out. Most of the time, you're ripping all these guys. Now you feel sorry for a guy that does something really stupid that costs his team an overtime game.
Who are you anymore? Feel bad
I
for
have
a player?
Heart for these guys. I
no,
really
you
do.
Don't.
I really do. Tough scene there. All right. Super Bowl coming up here. Super Bowl 57. And this is going to be the story every year here. But they are expecting a record amount of wagers for the upcoming Super Bowl.
That's shocking.
Yes. This will be as we continue to get more states here. Super Bowl 57 projected to take in more than $1.1 billion in legal wagers here. Mm. This is legal wagers.
Mm.
Everyone in Florida will be not
counting. Everybody's got
this.
A bookie. We got more bookies down here than any place.
Yeah. Top five sports betting states expected to bring in a little over $621 million of that number.
It's a big one. It's going to be there's no question, and hopefully we got ourselves a really good football game next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, Woody, for sure.
Well, this Sunday you get the Pro Bowl, right? Flag football?
Did you see how many guys it took him to finally get a quarterback?
Yeah, they got Huntley in
there. Huntley's in there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Skylar Thompson was next.
Huntley?
Skylar Thompson was on tape. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy.
Huntley
man.
Got in. I mean, hell.
Oh,
just
God.
Let them all in. Nobody wants to be a part of it, man. That's why Tua's like, I'm in the protocol. I don't have time for this.
Here's the thing.
That's a great excuse, protocol.
Get out of the damn protocol, please.
He's probably out of it, but he's like, I don't want to
get
play
out
this,
of the protocol. We'll
nonsense.
Find another excuse. One that personal instead of. I listen, I want concussion protocol to please leave the Miami Dolphins organization so we can enjoy the offseason. Please.
By April, he'll be out. By OTAs.
All right,
he's
good.
Fine.
Should be out.
Woody, I would love. Woody, the most knowledgeable, but he's fine.
He okay, is Woody. Fine. He
you
just
don't have any
play
idea.
In the Pro Bowl.
You know he's a neurosurgeon too, right? You know that, right?
I am.
He just says stuff. By the way, he's on a roll here recently of just saying stupid-ass stuff. Let me give you another one. Brock
before
Purdy.
The injury. Before
no,
the
no,
injury.
No, 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 no. Dumbass, you can listen. Brock Purdy. You know what he said?
Pre-injury.
He goes, you know what they could get for Brock Purdy? Two first-round picks.
No, let him say, what do you think he could get? Pre-injury.
Pre-injury for Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
Fifth, fourth?
Oh, get out of here.
No, he's right. I said the same thing.
Bro, it's a seventh-round pick that played six games. You're not getting a first.
No, no, he didn't say one. He said, what can you get? Two ones for him? And by the way,
the
dead serious.
Year,
oh, now he's
no.
Now
you get like one next year, one this year.
Are you crazy?
It doesn't matter.
Two first for Brock Purdy.
Right, let me get back to the headlines here instead of my bad takes. I was just off the cuff, like I didn't really think about it.
You were off something, off the pipe.
All right. This came out yesterday. This was really interesting here. Front Office Sports had this. Jordan, of course, who is, you know, has a license deal with Nike here, and he earns, you know what he earns on all Nike sales, by the way?
Like Mike himself or just Mike. Jordan brand?
What he gets for the licensing.
I'm going to say $100 million a year.
Well, what percent he gets? Do you know what percent he gets of
no,
his deal?
No
he gets 5% of Jordan brand sales in his licensing deal with Nike. Nike's Jordan brand brought in $5.1 billion in 2022.
Wow.
So he takes in 5% of that. It says Jordan earned probably around $256 million last year from his licensing deal.
That?
His net worth is up to $1.7
billion.
We have never, and nothing against LeBron and those guys, fellas, we will never see a deal.
No.
And keep your star power this long. Now, I won't be around to see LeBron when he's 60, but what Michael Jordan has done.
But no one.
Young people don't even know who he is.
No one's ever going to be able to make a basketball shoe trendy to wear with tuxes. You're just never going to do it. And that's what he was able to accomplish. I don't know if it was Justin Timberlake.
Are MJ still cool with your guys?
What? MJs are
They're
cool.
They're cool with everyone.
13-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Well, they wear dunks. They wear forces. Who, you?
No, Joey. What are you wearing now? What is that, boba? Something you're wearing?
Who?
I got to look see what.
What the heck is a boba?
It's for people with back problems or something.
I wore J's yesterday to the game.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you're
always.
Cool, Brian. We know that.
You're cool.
By the way,
Jordan Brand has earned $19.4 billion over the last 5 years. And now, to make matters even more interesting, the relationship between Jordan and Nike has been made into a feature film directed by none other than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, isn't What's-His-Face going to
play Nike co-founder Phil Knight in the movie.
I was going to say, yep.
Yeah. The movie is titled Air, produced by Amazon, and will premiere globally in theaters on April 5th.
I think Larsa Pippen's going to work with him a little bit on this one, too. This next one coming out.
Well,
don't throw her and the kid into this.
She's got her hands full.
Can somebody how does it?
It's a cold move,
bro. She goes,
bro.
Well, I.
What you mean?
The Housewives of Miami had to call her ass out like, damn, I know this is a cold-ass show, but damn, bitch, you took it to a new level. Well, I guess, you know.
It's the best revenge ever against Scotty.
Yeah, but this takes it too far.
No, it doesn't.
What?
Yes,
no, it does not.
This is way too far.
No, it doesn't.
They're just breaking some kind of code.
And you know I don't
and
like
I've broken Scottie. I've broken a few
Wait.
Codes myself, but
Hold
that
up.
One
I am
is.
Not a Scottie
Hold
Pippen
up.
Fan. He was very
Hold
rude
up.
To me when I met him.
Hold
Nobody
up.
Nobody cares about that, but go ahead. Nobody cares how he treats
who's
you.
Who's breaking
go ahead.
The code? Larsa Pippen? Do you know how many dudes and celebrities she's been with? What code does she have?
Scottie Pippen and Michael played together.
She did, bro.
Hates Scottie.
I understand,
she
but you
cheated
don't,
in front of him and
Michael's
said,
Michael's oldest
guess
son,
what?
You're banging?
Leave me. She cheated on with Future and says, Can't guess you? What? He puts it down better than you. Leave me. And he didn't. Come on, man. Scotty's a sucker. Are you crazy? There ain't no code with her. The only code is, what time you going to pick me up so we can go to Poppy's Steak?
I don't know. I find
so this
it cold,
kid,
too.
Is this kid falling? Is this a toy
no,
to him? Or is
my
he falling
man's
in
just
love?
Over there like, yes, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. And I'm going to kick you to the curb in a couple months.
They did something behind, had a big picture of Michael Jordan
yeah,
or
big
something.
Fan. Well, was that
you
his store?
You can't do that.
It was at MJ's store in Orlando.
Again.
You think we find out MJ was up to all this? Like he set it all
MJ
up?
MJ just shows.
They Scotty. Don't like each other. There is no code. They don't. Scotty and Mike don't like each other.
They're together for life.
I don't care.
They're together
like
for life. Maybe the best 1-2 punch in the history
That's great.
Of the NBA.
That's great. They don't talk very well with each other when you hear their interviews. Did they ever get together for the whole documentary? No. When Scotty comes out and says, oh, yeah, LeBron's better than Mike. Oh, yeah, that's your running mate. You're going to talk about that. So you think there's a code with his son? No. What Mike is saying is, that's my boy. Give me pound. Take her through.
Hey, we're just wondering if you want to have dinner with us. Bring her up to the house.
Because you know what?
We'll take pictures, too.
Mike's wife's from here. So?
Yeah, she is from down here.
It's perfect. Right. Come on out. Let's go get some All Cuban right. food.
You don't have a problem with it, huh?
It's Larsa Pippen. She is what we call for the streets.
First of all, it's Larsa.
Larsa.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, I thought she had a sister.
Listen, you know what it is?
Somebody Pippen. Knows what shoes you're wearing, by the way. They called you out on your shoes.
What is the shoe?
Hoka.
Who?
Hoka. Something.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, the outside says Hoka.
They're for people with back problems or something.
Like hey, bro, these are cool.
They look
I thought it was just me. No, a lot of people wearing these.
I ain't rocking those.
He's one step away from a Velcro.
Yeah, you are.
How many steps away from Century Village, smartass?
Come in here in a Velcro, man.
All right.
My mom does like Century Village. She lives there now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to start using that. She loves it. You told me that today.
Who cares? She loves it.
I can't get my parents to do it. All right. 8 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.